It's a WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning once again, 6 a.m., dark and early. Coming up next, we've got Dan Marcus and his Wax Museum right here at WRJN, where it's exactly 9 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Some of the nearly 1,600 January 6th rioters pardoned by President Trump on his first day back in office have already been freed. WTOP's Luke Lukert is in Washington.
It's quiet now here at the D.C. Central Detention Facility in Southeast D.C., but last night several supporters and protesters rallied here, celebrating the release of two inmates after the presidential pardon. An official with the Trump administration was on site as the two brothers from Pennsylvania were released. Matthew and Andrew Valentin both pleaded guilty in September of last year to two counts each of assaulting police.
One of those metropolitan officers, Michael Fanone, now retired, suffered a heart attack when a rioter shocked him with a stun gun.
I can assure you that these individuals will go on to commit acts of violence, maybe even commit acts of violence against me or members of my family.
A champion of the rioters, Ed Martin's been named acting U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia. He was subpoenaed by the January 6th committee in 2021. As for Mr. Trump's chances of accomplishing top items on his new agenda, CBS's John Dickerson.
Is he going to be able to make progress on the things that people elected him for who were not in his core base? He can do that on immigration. A president has power. Grocery prices, much harder.
The Senate has confirmed Marco Rubio as Secretary of State, making him the first official member of the new Trump cabinet. Rubio tells CBS Mornings he's not convinced the ceasefire in Gaza will hold.
When you're dealing with a terrorist organization that has committed atrocities and motivated by all kinds of evil, I don't think you can go in it very confident.
The head of Israel's military has resigned. Major General Herzi Halevi cites security and intelligence failures related to the October 7th attack that triggered the war in Gaza. In Turkey, officials say they've detained four suspects, including the owner of a hotel at a popular ski resort east of Istanbul, where a fire broke out, killing at least 66 people. At least two of the victims died when they jumped from the building in panic. Some survived by climbing down from their rooms using sheets and blankets. The fire is believed to have started in the hotel restaurant. Eight states in the South are getting slammed with winter weather. CBS's Janet Shamlian is in Houston, where they're expecting up to 5 inches of snow.
This is not just a Texas storm. It is going to move across Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida. And the governors of those states have already declared states of emergency.
S&P futures are up 25. Dow futures ahead, 181. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. We've got extreme cold with widespread school closures in Racine and Kenosha. The National Weather Service is warning of wind chills hitting 30 below. Warming centers are available through the area. You can call 211 to find the nearest to you. A relative warm-up is coming, the latest in the forecast. Due to the extreme cold, City of Racine Department of Public Works is not collecting garbage today. The city has an updated collection calendar available on their website. It's a 20-year prison sentence for Elia Olson. The now 17-year-old was convicted of shooting his then 14-year-old girlfriend 3 times in the head back in 2023. The victim survived and plans to graduate high school next year. And a nearby wildlife area is getting back to normal. Milwaukee County Parks has secured funding to restore 90 acres of agricultural land near the Root River Parkway in Franklin. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks at midseason. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks are at the halfway point of the regular season. 41 games completed, 41 to go. The Bucks are 24-17 so far, thanks to having just won 4 in a row at home. And they're in 4th place in the Eastern Conference, behind Cleveland, Boston, and New York. Bucks forward, Chris Middleton.
Yeah, with the up and down season that we've had so far, I think we'll take it. Knowing that, you know, we could be better in a lot of different areas. There's a lot of games I think we dropped that we thought we should have won. But to be 7 games over .500 with, you know, all the highs and lows, I think we'll take it right now. Hopefully, you know, we keep getting those wins up and getting a higher win percentage.
The Bucks on the road tomorrow night in New Orleans against the Pelicans. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. NFL, the Chicago Bears have a new head coach, 38-year-old Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions. And the Ohio State Buckeyes, the new national champions of college football after beating Notre Dame 34-23. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is brutally cold this morning. We will get back into the single digits here by later this afternoon with a lot of sunshine, maybe a few flurries at some point here today. Tonight, rising temperatures. Tomorrow, some light snow, and it will be warmer with a high tomorrow in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 7 below 0.
Hermits, Peter Noon singing lead, and he's coming to the Genesee Theater at the end of February in concert with the Association, and we've got tickets that you can win. Keep listening. We'll tell you how. That's coming very soon on WRJN. Oh, by the way, good morning. I'm Dan Marcus.
Crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more. We'll go taking it slow. Lord, don't you know? I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady, hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now. You got the way.
store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cut your nose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world.
Park to Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. And a really cool Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget coming up in about half an hour. This one inspired by a hitchhiker for a major rock band of the 60s and 70s. It's coming up on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Did you know that 1 in 4 people seeking treatment for ED are under 40? Hims can help. Get started at hims.com/joy. Through hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to hims.com/joy.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Things we've done together.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. With Dan Marcus, getting you through your Tuesday. We've been doing Tuesdays on the air for, well, over 98 years now at WRJN. WRJN. And lots of news, local and otherwise. Let's get you up to speed with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. If you've got something to do today, make sure it's still happening.
Racine and Kenosha Unified Schools, with many others, are closed today due to the freeze. The National Weather Service has an extreme cold warning running, with wind chills hitting 30 below. It'll be warm enough for snow tomorrow, with a warm up to the 20s later in the week. Warming centers are still running in the area. Call 211 to find the closest to you. Most community centers, libraries, and government buildings are designated sites. The latest is coming up in the forecast. A reminder in Racine about cold weather trash collection. Due to the cold, City of Racine DPW crews aren't out getting garbage today. That means your trash day is pushed back. The city has an updated collection calendar on their website. It's 2 decades in prison for the Racine youth that shot his 14-year-old girlfriend 2 years ago. Elia Olson, now 17, got a 20-year prison sentence for shooting his then 14-year-old girlfriend 3 times in the head. The attack near the train tracks was described by prosecutors as a, quote, premeditated planned execution. The victim survived. She has plans to graduate high school next year. 2 ambulances were called for a head-on crash last night in Racine. It happened on 16th north of Hanschel Park at around 5:30. Racine first responders got there to find one person unconscious in one of the vehicles involved. We're working on learning more. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is brutally cold this morning. We will get back into the single digits here by later this afternoon with a lot of sunshine, maybe a few flurries at some point here today. Tonight, rising temperatures. Tomorrow, some light snow, and it will be warmer with a high tomorrow in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 5 below.
W-R-J-N. Slipping away, sitting on a pillow, waiting for night. Sitting on a pillow, this is the night
to go to the celebrity ball.
Satin and lace, isn't it a pity? Didn't find time to call. Ready or not, gonna make it to the city hall. This is the night
to go to the celebrity ball.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Jay and the Americans out on tour this summer as part of the Happy Together tour.
In a little cafe, just the other side.
Yeah.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget follows Sonny and Cher.
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know. Well, that's true. Cause you got me, and baby, I got you. Hey, I got you, baby. So we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
As promised, another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. This one, popular in the autumn of 1971 by Canadian group The Guess Who. Now, Jim Cale, original bass player for The Guess Who, has been there from the very start, since before they were called The Guess Who, told me the story of Rain Dance. Now, the story of Rain Dance is pretty kind of bizarre, actually, because the band was on tour, and they were in a bus or a car or whatever, driving down a highway. It was dark at night. It was raining. And they spotted a hitchhiker who was kind of dancing in the rain to get noticed. And the band thought, gee, it looks like he's doing a rain dance. Hence the song. Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN.
Get the gun, John. Do you want to rain? Do you want to rain? Do you want to rain?
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. Song that hasn't been on the radio a while, and there you go. That's the whole point of the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets series. Another one this afternoon about 1:45-ish. This is one of those songs that was written by one group, but was a hit for another. Interesting how that happens. Because the song may have been a little too controversial for the band, the first band, the band that wrote it, for their record company. If that's the case, it ended up being a hit for the other band and its label. That's 1:45-ish this afternoon on WRJN.
WRJN.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a good big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, solid. Right on.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer.
Right on.
greatest timeless hits, WRJN. Badgers playing tonight, taking on UCLA. And you can hear the game starting at 7:30 here, right where you are right now, WRJN.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Oh!